I'm Sandra Brown, Vice Chancellor for Research here at UC San Diego, and along with Kit Pagliano, the Chair for the Academic Senate, I would like to welcome you to today's workshop that is a result of the strategic planning process and the ideas that you have generated that developed this theme of understanding and addressing disparities in social justice, access, equity, and inclusion. We're really delighted to have the opportunity today to bring you together and to hear from our scientists and faculty from all across campus. We're very pleased that I think by the end of today we will have had over 1,100 faculty and students participated in one or more of the workshops that we have. Under Kit's guidance, we drew together faculty from all across campus to review the abstracts that were submitted for the workshop today, and we've selected a number to be just exemplars of the really incredible research that goes on here at UC San Diego in this area. The selection actually is just that, they are exemplars. There was much good research that was submitted that was not selected, not because of quality, but just because we want to ensure examples of the breadth of work that's done here across campus. The domains that you're going to hear about today vary markedly: education, innovation, health, economic growth, sustainability, many, many more. And again, they do reflect the depth of appreciation, skill, and expertise that we have here at UC San Diego. We hope that this discussion today launches even more work in a more integrated fashion than we've had before. And I'm going to stop here and invite our Executive Vice Chancellor to say a few words about the support for these research initiatives. Suresh Subramani.
Well, thank you, Sandy, and good afternoon to all of you. I want to welcome all of you here for the fourth workshop, the beginning of a series of conversations that we're going to have on a variety of themes of interest that resonate across the whole campus. Before I say further about the support for this, it's important to recognize that the four themes really came from what the faculty articulated within each of the divisions. Those were then sent in terms of the unit level strategic plans to my office, and ultimately a group of about 100 faculty involved in articulating what are the themes that resonate across the whole campus. And I think I'm very happy to say that in the 1,200 people who have attended these workshops, including the one today, we've had not only faculty from across the entire campus, including health sciences, SIO, but also staff and number of students have participated. And this is truly a reflection of the fact that this is your plan, and it therefore resonates with you, and we are now looking to you to help us advance this by implementing this. And so it's a really exciting phase of the strategic plan in which we are returning this back to you to put your vision and your touch to this and take it from what appears to be an artist's sketch to something really that stands out and that we can live with and be proud of for the next decade or so to come. Now, having said this, now there have been some concerns which I hope have been addressed along the way as you've asked questions and people have tried to answer them. But I want to just reemphasize that the four themes, which are built on interdisciplinary collaborative research that cuts across the entire campus, really stands on the pillar of excellence that we've built based on basic research and basic scholarly activity. So this does not take away in any sense the individual scholarly activity that every one of the faculty are engaged in. And we must have those pillars without which we cannot have this interdisciplinary collaborative work. So that will continue and the university will continue to sustain that. Now, with that said, you know, you while you're looking at one or two other items in the portfolio of things that we're investing, I want to specify that the investments that are being made are exceptionally broad. There are the FTEs, of course, that are going towards this. We've also invested in undergraduate education and graduate education. You will hear something from Sandy and Kit about investments to jumpstart some of the themes that are exciting plans that come through from the strategic plan. And so it's a multi-pronged approach and a multi-year approach, and it is significant in the sense that if you add up the numbers, we will invest at least a $50 million or more per year for the next 3 years to just implement the strategic plan. So if you have any angst about, hey, you know, did I miss this boat here or that boat, don't worry. There's going to be plenty of opportunities. And really, that's what this is all about. If you all don't seize the opportunity, then collectively, this plan would have been less of a success. So I really want to, I'm looking forward to the conversation that's going to take place here. I must compliment Sandy and Kit for putting together, I think, a truly exemplary set of workshops that I hope will be the kind of example that we use as we develop future themes down the line. But all of the processes that we've described here of the bottom-up approach, the consultation, the debate, the discussion, and educating each other, and the investments that we're making across multiple tiers will serve us in good stead as we move forward towards other themes in the future. So with this said, this is first of many conversations, I hope, and I'm really looking forward to the conversation and learning a lot more about this area. I'll turn this back to Sandy.
Great. Thank you, Suresh. Always appreciate the thank yous, but really I don't think that Kit and I can take any credit for this, because these workshops are really a function of the faculty, both in terms of coming to the workshop, signing up, submitting abstracts, doing the reviews. Our job is simply to facilitate. It's an easy job. As Suresh said, we will be asking you repeatedly during the workshop at the end of each of the panels and then at the end of the time today to give us ideas about optimal ways to support the efforts that you're interested in pursuing. So I'm going to turn this over now to Kit.
Okay, so everyone, welcome. It's really been fun working on these workshops and attending all the workshops, and I just wanted to say it's been a really great collaboration between the administration and the faculty. I've worked with a group of faculty that I've called upon, often with very short notice, to help with the workshops and the strategic plan, and I thank those of you that are in the audience, and the Council of Chairs has also been really fabulous in this regard, very engaged. So it's been a really wonderful collaboration. And I just wanted to say that, as Sandy and Suresh mentioned, the goals for our workshop are really twofold. The first is to promote a interaction across units on campus and really promote these kind of interdisciplinary discussions and help us all be aware of what's going on in different parts of campus that might contribute to our own scholarship. And the second is really to help us make really wise investments in the strategic plan as we move forward from the planning phase really to the implementation phase. This is when we choose what we will do next. So what are our highest priorities for investment? And we have some funds to invest this year. There's $2 million in one-time funds for this year and the 20 FTEs that Suresh mentioned. And the question really is, how can we make the most wise investment of these resources so we can gain a return on our investment and really, you know, try to make something novel out of the work that we're doing here? I think the workshops that I've attended so far have been really fabulous in bringing people together and generating lots of new ideas. So to help achieve these aims, at the end of every session, after all four speakers are done, we'll have a little broad discussion, and this can focus on the science, and then we'll try to guide it as well towards the resources that you might be able to use to, you might need to really advance the field in this area. So please be thinking about that as the talks go on today. So the format today will be four 7-minute talks, each followed by 3 minutes of question and answer period. We'd like to ask the speakers to sit up here at the table on the left throughout the session, and the moderator as well. And we'll try to stick to the 7 minutes and then 3 minutes of questions, and then at the end we'll have 15 minutes of panel discussion, and then we'll go to the next group. Okay, so if the moderator and speakers could come forward. We have Fauna Foreman as the moderator for today.